Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey gang, in case you don't know, Australia's on fire, and it's only now just hit the start of our fire season. Already, close to 20 million hectares have been burnt or are currently on fire, 34 people have died, and we've lost 500 million animals to the point where koalas are functionally extinct. So, to help raise funds for Wildlife Victoria, we're teaming up with our mates from Planet Broadcasting this February 20th to bring you a live Plumbing the Death Star, followed by a Sans Pants Radio v Planet Broadcasting showdown hosted by Do Go On's Dave Warnicky and our very own Jackson B. Bailey to decide which network is the greatest mate once and for all at Trivia. Details are in the show notes or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com/live. Now, tickets are limited, so get in quick. Once again, all proceeds are going to Wildlife Victoria, and for all you international or interstate dickheads that can't make it, you can still show your support by going to wildlifevictoria.org.au and giving directly, or you can head to our merch store over at streamlabs.com/sanspantsradio/merch and grab a fundraiser tee, where once again, all proceeds are going to Wildlife Victoria.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which radioactive animal biting Peter Parker would have the best possible outcome for New York City in America?
Cat!
Oh, okay. So, good. Hold on to that for a second.
Okay.
Thinking about meow. Good. So, obviously, a spider. When you think of a spider, if you're not thinking of a Spider-Man, spider's bad.
Yeah, yes. That is true. One of the worst animals.
Yeah. Spider, like, I would honestly think evil.
Yeah.
Have a evil energy.
If
about
we
them.
If we had the ability to give a good and bad morality to animals, spiders would have fallen on the side of bad.
Spider, bad. Yeah. Snake. A bear. Dog.
Good.
Yeah. Bear's an interesting one.
Neutral.
Bear's in the
neutral.
Middle, because it can be both. Has eaten people.
Yeah, but also loves honey and sitting.
Yeah, sometimes doesn't wear pants.
And the back scratch.
Yeah.
Scritch, scritch.
Donkey. Good.
Yeah. Of course. Horse. Powerfully good. Anyway, I feel like if there's an animal that if you just kill in front of people.
They don't
and
care.
No one cares. Or sometimes they're like, this is good. That animal is not good.
That's a good, yardstick.
Ants,
so if somebody stood
bad. Yeah. Most insects, bad. See, butterfly, good.
Yeah,
moth, bad. Big moth, good.
I think ants.
Big
good.
Butterfly, bad. Oh. Too big.
Troublesome.
Yeah.
Flapping about.
Bats. Good.
Good. But only because if someone stood on one, I'd be like, ew.
I wouldn't be like, ew. I'd be like, why?
Oh my God. It's
most
just
fish?
A bat.
Bat?
It's funny.
It would make me happy if someone stood on a fish. Yeah.
Thinking of fish as bad fits this scale, but it's also funny in my head. Because fish seem good.
Fish are neutral.
Fish are
surely.
Neutral.
Fish have no good or evil in them. Sharks, evil. Evil. Bad. Because if someone stood on one.
Goldfish, good.
Yeah.
You cow?
No, because if I saw someone kill a cow, I'd be like, why? But also meat.
It's complicated. I think the more we discuss our scale, the more we realize it's flawed.
Lion?
Good. But if someone stood on or killed one, I might be like, well, was it going to kill
was
you?
Was it in self-defense?
Man.
But then, lion has the same problems as man, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But yes.
Whale, good.
Yeah. Peter Parker.
Yes.
Got bitten by an evil animal.
He got bit by a bad spider.
Yeah.
But he turned into a good hero.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
So, in this question's theory,
yeah.
in the hypothesis yeah. suggested yeah. by this question, is that if you were then bitten by a good animal, he'd be a better hero.
That's true.
What yes. is the best good animal to have been bitten by to make him the most optimum hero for New York City, a place in America?
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Cat.
Okay.
Cat, so, now we're back.
All
right.
Okay, so.
First of all, cat bite owl.
Yes. but then I've got to think a little, like, the powers of a cat.
Mm.
So now Peter Parker, when he's, because he can't swing from building to building, he's now climbing like a cat.
Yes.
So if he falls, he's fine.
Always lands on his feet.
And fine.
Does he get, are we assuming blanket strong?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
cool. Because I was like, lands on his feet, but depending on the height, that could be very bad.
Yeah, so 100%. We'll go for the same thing that he kind of get with Spider-Man, where he's like, it's like what you'd associate with the animal, but times like 100. So
yeah.
like, if he jumps off a building, lands on his feet, he's not instantly dying.
Yeah, yes. yeah, yeah.
So he has sweet claws that he can use to climb trees.
That's pretty good.
However,
yeah, yeah.
maybe he gets the fear of a cat. And now he's stuck up in a tree.
And now fire brigade.
You know, New York fire is busy.
I don't know what I am up here. Help.
I also like that you have picked an animal that both famously and recently has been mixed with man, and everyone was like, boo, we hate this.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh no, New York's going to be too horny.
New York is run by cats. All of a sudden, Spider-Man's like, maybe I want to be Jellicle.
How Jellicle am I? Let's check.
Yeah,
maybe. Not Jellicle enough.
Oh, I get to sing a
memories. I don't know the words.
No, no, it'd be power and responsibility.
Spider-Man's going to go to the Jellicle. No, sorry, Catman. Go, go to the Heaviside later. He's off.
He's just a man.
I don't know if a man's allowed to go to cat heaven.
He'll get a tail, whiskers, fur.
Okay, so Spider-Man, let's not forget, so didn't get eight eyes.
Ah.
And spider mouth.
But he got spider hair.
That's true, on his hands.
Oh, he would be bad to touch. Because yeah, you wouldn't realize what was going on when you touched him.
Yeah, the implications
of that
scene.
Mary Jane holds his hand.
Yeah, in Spider-Man 1, the implication of the scene where he's trying, he's going to climb the wall for the first time, and it zooms in on his hand, and tiny, terrible little spines come out his hands. What's happening there? And why does it also come out his shoes?
You know? They're long.
Oh, imagine clipping the, like shaving your feet.
No.
He was in a loving and committed relationship with a woman. So presumably fingering was a thing.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
That's bad.
That's really terrible.
Although maybe spider hair feels good on a clitoris.
Yeah, we don't know how spider hair feels.
No.
We just know it's sticky.
True. It's sticky. Mm. Sometimes when involved in sexual activity, sticky is good.
Yeah. You said that to me like I was watching like a PSA in health class. I don't know if this is...
Puberty may seem bad, but... In hindsight, you might think that was good.
Hmm. It was mostly sticky.
What am I learning?
What am I learning today? What class is this?
Why am I in high school? I'm old.
I'm like 28.
Probably some parents that are close to my age.
So with cat.
Yes.
So you get bit by cat. So you're right. He doesn't get all the characteristics of a spider.
No.
So it's got to be kind of at least, you know, one to one of what the spider got Spider-Man. So,
yes.
So he now has claws that can help him climb.
That's fair.
Spider-Man are good at,
probably,
sorry, cats are good at climbing.
I reckon he'd also probably get whiskers. I reckon
he
that's
get
where
whiskers.
No tail,
and
though.
That's fair.
Jumping.
Yes.
Cats are great at jumping.
And he'd get that thing where if you shock Spider-Man, he does a big jump in the sky. Oh, my God.
Exactly. Anyone, like, drops a cucumber near him? He's jumping.
Is that a fucking snake, dude? No, it's a
jump
cucumber.
High.
Are you sure?
I'm going to jump high anyway.
I'm just jumping.
Dude, it's just a cucumber. Don't touch it. No, it's safe. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Okay, it's a cucumber.
He gets very easily distracted and playful.
That's true.
Does catnip make him horny?
Yeah, heap.
Does catnip make cats horny?
Or is it like
it's
drug?
It's like on cocaine.
Yeah.
So
he gets quick.
He'll get very quick.
And it's probably not bad for him, so he can just do some catnip before fighting the Green Goblin.
Why do we give cats catnip?
Because they love it.
They
dude.
Love it, dude.
You know,
who are we to tell a cat to not have catnip?
And a cat doesn't live long enough,
weird
you know,
narc.
For like, you
no,
know,
I'm
problems
just confused.
To develop.
So look, in the relationship that human beings have with cats,
yeah,
people sometimes refer to them as fur babies.
Yeah.
If I had actual baby, yeah, skin baby, let's say, and it grows up and I'm like, here's cocaine.
Yeah. Rub it in your gums.
Parents and it's... the police are like, bad.
Cat lives maximum 20 years.
Yeah.
How long till the effects of the drug kick in? Give a dog cocaine. You'll be right.
Good boy.
So Catman can, yes, now jump. With his whiskers can sense...
Is that like his spidey sense?
I guess his spider sense, or if he could fit through that gap. Walk through a doorway? Yeah, I got this.
Maybe, let me check.
Does his bones become a bit more like pliable? No. And like, yeah, it's like a bit bad. More like putty?
Through smaller spaces.
I don't like
he's slippy. He's a bit slippy, but not in the way we think.
Cat's whiskers are slinky. Kind of long for a cat.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like in their proportions, but human beings have broader shoulders, which means that his whiskers will be really long.
Yeah, so he's going to look at those weird, you know those cats that look a little wrong and they have those real big...
Like the point out the side?
Out the side, that.
Yeah, how does this benefit New York?
Yeah.
Well, the way I was thinking of it is because like a lot of New York is spent with J. Jonah Jameson ragging on Spider-Man, yeah, being like, he's a menace. He's doing all these things. Look at Spider-Man. Cats, yeah, though... notoriously lazy. So, and also sleep like 20 hours of the day.
By doing less, so he'll achieve more.
Exactly. Think harder, not faster.
Okay.
So, all right, let's think Spider-Man 1.
Okay.
Or as it was titled, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Catman.
Can we go through The Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield instead?
Just quickly. No, because there's a very, 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 very important note that I just want to double check. We can later.
Okay, good.
When we do yours, we'll go through Amazing Spider-Man. And we'll all be forced to remember a film that we can't remember. So.
Yeah.
Your argument for Catman is that less is more.
Yes.
Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yes.
He's a wrestler.
Sure. Yes.
Catman, not to be a wrestler.
Catman, there's no reason why he wouldn't be. He could do exactly the same thing, basically.
I don't know. I just feel like a cat is less...
Yeah, but a spider's not like, fuck, I want to get into a punch on.
Some spiders are, though.
Well, some cats are, though, too.
He's wrestling. He's done that. Exactly the same thing's happened.
Yeah.
And at this point, you're like, less is more. Uncle Ben shot again.
Yeah.
So he just doesn't learn a lesson from that? Because
he'll learn. He'll be like, great power comes great responsibility. And then he'll cry and rub his face up against
but then
Uncle
the point
Ben's
of that
shot
is...
wounds.
But the point of
slapping
that,
his face.
Great power comes great responsibility. If less is more, then no.
No, like... he still learns a lesson. He's just bad at acting on it.
Yeah.
But then more... Okay. Amazing Spider-Man 2. Less is more.
Yes.
I keep picking things where stuff has already gone wrong. Gwen Stacy definitely dies.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
But will all the villains hate him? Because they'll be like, you know, like for 4 hours, like really 2 hours. 2 hours a night, there's a guy dressed up like a cat.
Electra hates him more.
No, Electro hates him less.
Electro hates him more.
He doesn't even speak to Electro. Electro doesn't even know he exists.
Well,
Electro's like, it's my birthday. And Catman's like,
which is what upsets him so much in the first place. So if he cares even less.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, bro.
Spider-Man didn't come to his birthday party. He's so cut about
it. And cats love parties.
No, they don't.
Cats love a party.
Has Sam ever seen a cat?
I think he's been like, what is an animal? Cat. That one.
In a party, a cat will come up.
Do you want to look at a picture of a cat?
I'm looking at several as we speak. Will come up, whatever you're doing, will be like, good.
During a party, the cat is like, I'm going to hide in a bedroom.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's.
Oh no, his weakness is boxes.
Boxes, water.
Cucumbers as established.
Cucumbers being frightened.
What about
and also responsibility?
Cocaine.
Yeah. Let's talk about the moral effect this has on New York City. Spider-Man, that's pretty cool, okay?
And he's not hideous. Where Catman, unfortunately,
Yeah.
Slinky and got a big whisker face.
You know how...
He got a big beard that's pointed to the side. Everyone thinks he's a bit of a hipster, but no one knows quite what's going on.
You know how one of Spider-Man's abilities, even though it's not like a power he has, but it's definitely like an ability, yeah, is that New York loves the shit out of him.
Mm. Yes.
And New York helps him out in a pinch.
Yes.
New York will never help out Cat Fan.
The Cat fans of New York will love him.
Yes,
I'm sure. The Dog fans of New York will hate him. All sort of the weakness dogs.
Yeah. Running a
Broadway, yeah, is in New York, isn't it?
Yes.
Cats, big in Broadway.
Okay.
Lasted years.
So the theatre folk in New York love Catman.
Wait, but theatre
folk... Globally, no one really likes Catman.
But, no, you've gone the wrong way. Theatre folk hate Cats. Yeah. Cats, dog shit musical that tricked people.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing with Cats. It's a theatrical thing where critics are like, I don't understand. This, yeah, is bad. Absolutely. Why does everyone love it?
Yeah.
So... theater folk hate Cats. The general public love Cats.
Ah.
Critics really hate Cats.
Critics hate Catman.
So basically, so it's J. Jonah Jameson on steroids, but the general public being like, why? Other superheroes good. Are being like, or superhero like fanatics are like, this guy's the worst.
Yeah. Like, I get that he's like overwhelming.
Yeah. I get that it's like, it's like you're not you paying attention to the outside world when it's happening, but.
And Cats have a superiority complex in that they think
this
that
is
they.
Not a good thing for a hero to have.
Yeah, but like, they think that they, like, they run the. You know, they, yeah. Like, they don't really have owners, they have staff.
Skimble Shanks the railway cat. You know? Like, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, everything's about Peter Parker. Railway, yeah. This, so he's like a selfish, lazy Catman who has responsibility. So
that's good?
Yeah, that's somehow a win for you.
Have you tried to go full circle? So you're like, if I say something so bad, it's good, and everyone will be like, yes.
Was there a philosophy that often on Plumbing the Death Star, we like to refute the things each other say? So you're like, if I describe the worst hero, they'll get angry and tell me how he's good?
Maybe they will do my work for me.
Are you like a cat, lazy in this moment, and hoping we'll solve your problem?
Yes.
So maybe this is good for New York.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what he wants her to do.
Yes.
Because
yes. If
you remove a hero from New York, then New York has to become stronger and fight off the threats themselves.
That's true.
And like with superheroes, generally it's like their rogue gallery, their villains kind of rise up to match whoever is the villain. Catman not doing much, so we're not going to get a Green Goblin.
Well, it'd be green Dog.
Green Dog. And who loves a dog? Everybody love a dog.
Are you worried about Catman? No.
Not at all.
Who?
Although Dr. Ock will, like, that fight will last a while.
Yeah.
Because Catman's going to be playing with them limbs.
Man, calling Dr. Octopus Dr. Ock is really... Not Doc Ock. Not Dr. Octopus. Doc Octopus? Also weird.
Dr. Octopus.
Dr. Ock. It's just strange. Well, look, Catman.
Bad
job. Yeah. You cooked it.
Yeah. Maybe worst choice.
Truly a choice.
Unless the only way you could have gone worse is if you're like, all right, sorry, I want you to.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I wish, because it's Spider bad, but what if Spider-Man had been bitten by a living piece of shit?
Well, is there any situation where Spider-Man made a situation worse, and if he had just been napping instead, would have been better?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if there's only one situation, because there is 100,000 situations. In fact, every issue of Spider-Man, he does something good because he acts.
Yeah. Yeah, taking the agency away from a superhero is typically not a great idea.
Yeah, because that's usually their...
That's sort of what makes them do things.
Yeah.
But it will be good for New York, which means they won't have to rely on Spider-Man to save them.
Yeah, but New Yorkers tried this.
New Yorkers cannot stop every Green Goblin attacks. New Yorkers are like, I guess we're just fucking going to war with this guy with his pumpkin bombs. Man, if only we had someone to do this for us.
Leave it to the cops.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah. I don't know if it's a win.
How was that going for them before Spider-Man stepped up?
Yeah, didn't Spider-Man need to step up? Because
didn't Gwen Stacy's dad, who was the leader of the cops, how'd he get got?
Leader
Dennis,
of the cops,
Dennis Leary.
Yeah, hey, we're talking about your favorite film again.
Yeah.
Who kills
he is the leader of the cops?
Who kills him?
Leary.
Who kills who? Dennis Leary, the lizard.
Yeah. So. When the cops tried to fight...
Cats hate lizards! They eat them!
Yeah, but Spider-Man also stopped the lizard. Being a cat changes nothing. Anyway, I choose a fungus.
Fungus Man.
Fungus Man, bit Go by on. A radioactive fungus. Fungus is huge. Spider-Man just needs to grow into the sewers, and he could be anywhere in New York at any time.
Oh, he'd kind of be like, he'd almost be like a good Sandman.
Yeah.
Green Sandman.
Green Sandman.
So he could go up buildings and stuff like that because the fungus could just grow.
And all he'd have to do is he'd have to go onto the roof, open his mouth and go, shoot a bunch of spores which would settle in other places in the city to grow other Spider-Men.
No, this is bad again.
Solve problems.
So you've Sorry, got, it's good for New York if the entirety of New York is just Fungus Man.
So bad, don't breathe him in.
So
if little Fungus Man will grow in your belly.
In your lungs.
So in the game The Last of Us.
Sure.
Where the main villains
is fungus.
Are fungus people who have, it's fungus. And then people get consumed by fungus. However, if everybody is a fungus Spider-Man, everyone is the same.
Absolutely.
Which means New York is better.
Well, and it probably isn't going to go everywhere. It's just going to go into some people, but they'll become little Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Till they see a doctor or whatever.
But it will go everywhere because those Spider-Men will also...
They'll also spore. That's true.
So it'll be not just New York. Maybe it'll be like a singularity of Spider-Man.
Yeah, absolutely. A Fungus Man, yes. And everyone will be Fungus Man and the world will be protected.
Yeah.
Or they won't need to be because they're all Fungus Man.
If everyone's Spider-Man, no one's Spider-Man.
Absolutely.
Sorry. If everyone's Fungus Man,
nobody's Fungus Man.
And J. Jonah Jameson can't run any bad press
because he is
Fungus Man.
All the press has is Fungus Man good and nothing else.
In fact, there's no press.
It's just fungus.
That's just a telepathic message is sent out to all the fungus.
Which is
Fungus Man good? And everyone's like, yes.
Fungus Man is good. My mind is right. Spot on, Brian.
I don't disagree with my own thoughts.
Fungus Man real good.
So his moveset, apart from consuming the entire, he's not doing a better job. He's just everyone is Fungus Man, so no one can be like, you're not doing a good job.
Yes,
everyone is only thinking I am Fungus Man.
Everyone is the same thing.
Yeah, no crime can happen. Let's go through the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Okay,
with Fungus Man.
Yeah.
So does it? Are you just going to pretend that the start of the Amazing Spider-Man happens at the start of Amazing Spider-Man 2? Because if he's already been Fungus Man, none of the events happen.
Yeah.
So
in Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man 1, everyone becomes Fungus Man.
So okay, opening scene that is in. Why do I remember this? Times Square.
Yeah.
None of that happens.
No. Well, there's just Fungus Man.
No, Electro doesn't become Electro.
Yeah, he's just a fungus man. If anything, a fungus man falls into like electric thing, and then the fungus is like, "Hey, we got electric powers."
Yeah,
that's neat.
The Fungus Man just stands where it is, silently opening its mouth, releasing spores.
Like, yeah.
Either way, he's like, "Hey, man, Fungus Man, good."
Yeah, and everybody thinks Fungus Man good. There's no crime anymore. Everyone's just Fungus Man.
Gwen Stacy was dead well before she hit the ground in that thing.
Was alive as a Fungus Man.
Yeah.
We just need to clarify. In this situation,
and
in a world where Fungus Men consume us all, we die and then they just live in our bodies.
No, we're Fungus Men.
No.
That's not how fungus works.
I'm pretty sure the fungus in my... My own thoughts are telling me that I am me.
All the fungus men are just Fungus Men. You're right. None of them are Gwen Stacy or even really Peter Parker.
No, Peter Parker's dead too.
Peter Parker dies and then wakes up as a Fungus Man and just opens the window of his room and goes, and slowly, Green Goblin, I'm going to be the Green Goblin. Oh, wait, what have I breathed in?
I'm Fungus Man.
That's right, I'm Fungus Man.
Yeah.
Great point.
Good point. Aha, I'm going to, I need to go to work, but I'm a Fungus Man.
Yeah. Maybe I don't need to go.
I'm going to just stand here silently and open my mouth.
You know the greatest villain to Fungus Man is Venom, because he's got no lungs.
And then he's a symbiote. Oh, but the symbiote can kind of
consume a Fungus Man, yeah. And then,
well, is the symbiote not just a fungus?
Yeah, link with the fungus, because basically a symbiote is kind of like life.
Yeah, that's true.
And so now you just have everyone opening their mouth going, but now it's spores mixed with a symbiote.
Mixed with venom juice.
The venom juice might be like, this is a much better way to get everybody.
Great way to get around. Absolutely.
Yeah. So if anything, you've enhanced not just Fungus Man, but also Venom.
Another person that I guess is still alive is the Doc Ock's arms. Mm. They've got a Fungus Man attached.
But... which has happened basically before.
But they aren't Fungus Men, so they're just wandering around being like, what is going on?
Well, they have a...
want to kill?
Well, it doesn't matter because everyone's already dead.
Yeah. Fungus, like the arms will just go through a Fungus Man. Everyone's like, oh no, a bit of me got.
That's okay. I imagine that if you tear off a fungus person's arm, it just like tears off like a fungus. Like they don't.
Everyone's like, meh.
They could just be a head, theoretically.
Again, they're all dead, so it doesn't matter.
But they don't think they're dead.
No, they don't think.
They think I'm a Fungus Man.
They think Fungus Man good.
Crime rate. Zero. Amount of deaths every year.
Zero.
Well, one year, 7 billion. And zero consistently.
Jackson,
yes.
Do you know what other place has a crime rate of 0%?
What's that?
Chernobyl.
Yeah. Well, that's probably not true anymore. Well,
I don't know, because animals on animals, that could be considered a crime. But with Fungus Man.
And eventually fungus animals.
Yeah.
Surely. It'll evolve. I'd hope it will, otherwise the deer are eating all the fungus. That's a real problem.
So you're not just an ecosystem.
I'm not imagining any of the Fungus Men moving. I'm imagining they spore into the ground.
Yeah, of course.
Just double checking.
Yeah, they're still.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we were.
They
on the
stand.
Page.
They turn into fungus. Yeah. They freeze. They open their mouth. That's it.
Kind of like an Annihilation, where people get turned into like a pretty.
Yeah, thing. Like a plant. Absolutely, yeah. And they're just fungus forever. And there's no crime in New York City. New York City loves Fungus Man because New York City is Fungus Man. Slowly the fungus grows beneath the streets, no threats.
Goes to New Jersey and other states around New York.
Reaches the water supply, reaches the ocean, fungus across the planet.
Yeah,
I don't know, it seems pretty sweet to me.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the only thing that I've not done, you know, the question is it's not an animal.
And
it's not good.
Yeah. Would...
Yeah.
If.
Yes.
I was like, the world is a better place if I shoot you in the head, would you be happy with that outcome?
I wouldn't be happy, but then I'd be dead. And the world would be a better place.
But then does that mean that.
And the bullet would be very happy.
People often don't take the bullet's thoughts into consideration. They love shooting people in the head.
I get to go out. Whee!
I'm in a guy!
Hell yeah, this is what a brain looks like from the inside.
And I'm out again.
Dug out by some fingers.
The perfect life of a bullet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah,
you haven't really, because again, you can't say that it's good for New York because at one point everyone has to die.
Yeah, I guess it's not good for New York in that New York is dead.
Mm.
It
becomes New good York, for New York, which is just fungus New York.
There's no culture. There's no people.
There's no music.
Nothing really, unless
silence.
Like, unless the wind going through.
I mean, basically, what I'm saying here is that fungus New York would be bad. Like if we dropped a bomb on New York, because there'd be zero crime, other than one big crime.
Which is horrific and not a good argument.
Yeah, look, I can see the flaw in my plan.
Yeah, it's just, because people are dying.
Yeah, when you become
in record numbers.
Yeah. People, it's not like the fungus isn't trying to pretend that they are not Fungus Man.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No. They're not being like, hey, yes, you are Jeremy Clark, but you're also Fungus Man. They're just like, you are Fungus Man, and your thoughts
are
like...
We are all the one Fungus Man.
That's a good point, Fungus Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Did I get an F?
Yes.
Yeah, you did a bad job.
You had one job, which was to not kill everyone in New York City, and you failed that.
Yeah, I go get a neutral job now, considering how bad it could have gone? Can I get bumped up on a bell curve?
The clearance is just to do at least what Spider-Man does, and you both have lowballed that so much.
Yeah, but he lowballed it a lot worse.
I lowballed it so hard we hit the ground.
ended human life.
Yeah.
I was like, the only way for things to be good is if the planet blew up. If humanity went extinct in one fell swoop, that would be good.
That's
gave
better.
Us a year. That's crazy.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Also, do you know what you're going to be doing after you finish listening to this episode? Why not give your filthy ears a rest and start using your filthy eyes and your filthy heart instead by helping kickstart a wonderful graphic novel by the name of A Boxer. A Boxer is about a gay fighter who struggles between the hyper-masculine world of combat sports and his sexual identity. Made by an award-winning team, including Eisner Award winner Hassan Osman El Hau and Dante Award winner Amanda Miranda. Published by BHP Comics, all funds raised are going towards paying the artists for their work and making sure that you get the book you help support. So get on it and help back this award-winning team. From £5, you can receive rewards ranging from the digital comic up to an original page of art from the book. Just head to kickstarter.com and search for A Boxer.
You both have done a bad job, and that's why I'm here to do a good job. Spider-Man would be better if he got bitten by, rather than a spider, Donkey Kong.
Oh! He loved barrel.
He loved barrel. He loved... hate Italians.
Loved climbing tower, throwing barrel.
But you've got to remember, yes. Spider-Man, Peter Parker, his brain doesn't just instantly become spider. It's a bit spider, but still mostly man.
That's yeah. true.
Donkey Kong... already bit man, mostly ape.
Yeah.
Ape part shrinks, so, man part bigger.
So, like in that Spider-Man has a spider sense, Donkey Kong man would have an Italian man sense. Yeah. Oh, guys, I think there's an Italian near me.
No. There's a lot of great pizza
and
joints.
Bananas as well, he'd be very aware
hates
of.
Hates lizards, which will kill the lizard.
That's true.
It would, he would throw a barrel at the lizard.
He would destroy that lizard.
I guess he gets the strength of a Donkey Kong.
Yes, which is very strong. Can climb buildings.
Yeah, can climb buildings. That's no big deal.
He's only in a tie.
Yeah.
Or no. Only want to be in a tie.
No, again, spiders don't wear clothes. Spider-Man wears clothes. Okay. I think he would be wearing a superhero outfit, but with a tie.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Ready
absolutely.
For formal occasions.
DKM.
Hey, does Donkey Kong take fall damage?
No, in none of the games.
Well,
I don't
that's
think
good.
He does.
No fall damage for Spider-Man. Sorry, for Donkey Kong Man.
Yeah, Donkey Kong Man.
He can just jump off buildings and land and go ooh, and then roll along.
Big slaps.
He can do the roll. That's
yes.
pretty good.
So he'd probably just travel through the subway tunnels doing the roll.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Can befriend animals, as seen in Donkey Kong Country.
Can befriend animals.
Ride a rhino.
Also wouldn't have let the man kill Uncle Ben.
That's true. Why do you say that?
Just because I don't think Donkey Kong is incapable of not doing good.
The wrestling match would have lasted maybe shorter.
Yeah, like a second as Donkey Kong Man snaps the neck of Bone Crush or whatever his name was. Then he runs out and jumps in the car window.
I like that he loses. What does he, when he's stressed, just make ape noises?
When he's stressed, he kind of goes into a sort of Donkey Kong fugue. And then Uncle Ben's like, gee whiz, Peter, you feeling
all
right?
No, you just do that big wind-up punch. Yeah.
And then just slam just that guy.
Boom!
So I guess what other characteristics would Donkey Kong Man get? Big ape lips?
Yeah. Family man.
Family man loves his nephew. Yeah.
Loves his Kongs.
Would he have big arms?
Yeah. Yeah.
Little legs.
No.
Yeah.
Big arms, little legs.
The imposter of an ape.
And again, that lovely chimp mouth.
Yeah. Peter Parker is in hospital because this happens overnight. And Aunt May is like, and Uncle Ben are like, are you?
My son has
My son's body has rapidly changed shape.
But they're in hospital, so that means Uncle Ben don't get shot.
Yeah, that's true.
He's Uncle not Ben. There.
He doesn't get much of a lesson, but Donkey Kong doesn't need one.
Donkey Kong's already... Because Donkey Kong, prior to biting Peter Parker, yeah. already had that lesson.
That's true.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Then why did he bite Peter Parker?
I don't know.
Maybe Peter Parker kept on sticking his fingers in
the... I guess the radioactive made him a bit bitey. Yeah.
It's crazy that Oscorp have Donkey Kong. Give him back to Nintendo.
Does that mean all of the villains end up at with like a little bit of an Italian twist? Oh no, it's the Green Goblin.
Imagine Amazing
He's
Spider-Man.
He's throwing good lasagna at us.
The end of Amazing Spider-Man 2, instead of like seeing just like future villains' outfits, it's just Nintendo characters. Like, why?
It's the future outfits, but everyone has like a big mustache.
Or just hats with a letter on it.
How does Mario defeat Donkey Kong? What does he do?
He hits a Donkey Kong. Oh, Donkey Kong does take fall damage.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh no, he falls into...
Gotta be careful.
Yeah. Falls into fire, but...
Donkey Kong hates fire.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong, man.
I can't remember if
fire.
Donkey Kong, when you hit the thing, if Donkey Kong just falls and hits the ground, or if he falls into, like, the flame barrel at the start of the level.
Yeah. I don't know. Either way, I just want to know, does Mario hit him with a hammer? Like, what?
No.
Okay, so he just...
I mean, in Smash Bros, yes, but in the original game, yeah. Donkey Kong, no. You hit the barrels with a hammer.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Just check. Hmm.
So Green Goblin is now in overalls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Green Goblin just becomes Mario.
Yeah, absolutely. On a cloud fighting Donkey Kong. Man.
Yeah.
New York City...
He'd be throwing fireballs.
Yeah, that's pretty good. New York City. So
ooh,
this
worse
is...
now.
Bombs versus a fireball that goes out after it bounces four times.
I don't know. The fireball vaporizes a turtle like that.
Yeah.
Hey.
A bomb vaporizes a turtle. Yeah. If you strapped a hand grenade to a turtle and pulled the pin, what do you think's going to happen,
but
Jackson?
There'd be
Jackson!
Guts. There'd be guts.
There'd be a hole where the turtle used to be. Yeah. At least when you hit a turtle with a fireball, the shell still survives, yeah, so therefore there's no...
However, there seems to be a limited supply of pumpkin bombs, whereas Mario seems to be able to manifest those.
Yeah, that's true.
No fires. Environmental damage.
How does Nintendo feel about this?
They're like, wow, we wish our ape mascot didn't bite that man.
Yeah, but like...
Oh, now that Nintendo, they're like, hey, that's our hero. Yeah. Why is he back? Nintendo steps in to help. Japan joins forces with New York City.
That's what I was
to
thinking.
To fight fake Mario for copyright infringement.
And slaps Donkey Kong Man with a DMCA.
I imagine Nintendo has a vaccine that they can give Donkey Kong Man to get rid of the Donkey Kong Man.
Miyamoto is just standing with like a tranquilizer
like,
gun.
This happens all the time.
Should have seen Link Man.
Oh, dude, it's a mess.
Every time one of our mascots gets a little bit radioactive, they get so bitey.
I don't know what that's no about. Idea. They love to chomp. Anyway, I'm sorry this happened to you. And then Peter Parker would probably get a payout. And then he'd just live rich and he could, I don't know, donate to, you know, social
maybe become
services.
Like a photographer for the Daily Bugle and hopefully because he's not living a double life as a Donkey Kong man and a photographer, he could just kind of dedicate his life to photojournalism.
Hey, what would it be better if it was just Donkey Kong? What does he get from being Peter Parker?
I feel like
Donkey Kong can't speak.
Communication. Communication and thinking a little bit more complexly than an ape.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those things are benefits. Because
It's the same way
of
like...
Yes, you got us there, yes.
Yeah, good point.
Man think better than ape.
It's the same way, pretty much, it's like if you'd prefer Hulk or Professor Hulk.
Yes, absolutely.
You take Professor Hulk.
Professor Donkey Kong Man.
Professor Donkey Kong Man.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I mean, it does some interesting things for New York, but I do think that of all of them, it provides the best. New York benefits the most.
Great publicity for New York.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, and New York needs it.
Because, where's
Nintendo
New
stock
York? Could you point to it on a map? I know I couldn't.
Yeah, I don't know where New York is.
Yeah, so what are the benefits for New York having an ape man?
Yeah.
A Donkey Kong man, not an ape
Sorry,
man.
A Donkey Kong.
Because, look, they've had to deal with King Kong before and that didn't go well.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Which is why a more humanoid version.
Oh, you're right. They did have to deal with a King Kong.
Do you know
what
Donkey
J.
Kong
Jonah
man?
Would J. Jonah Jameson be like...
King Kong 2.
This King Kong.
Kong's back.
Kong's back. Everyone is
we
just
need to kill
fooled.
Another ape.
Hey, it's really crazy. So we're like... Green Goblin gets Mario powers. Does that mean he turned Mario into like a gas?
Yeah.
Like he's got Mario, he kills Mario somewhere and takes his essence.
Is Donkey Kong Man's costume just like an ape costume you can get from a Halloween shop?
Yeah, basically, with a tie.
Quite like that this version. So like Spider-Man, it's a lot about like dexterity and finesse. Mm. Not Donkey Kong Man. It's a lot about punching.
And rolling.
Brute first.
Yeah.
Brute first.
Brute first. So since Uncle Ben doesn't die, does what lesson does Donkey Kong Man learn?
Yeah, if any.
I'm strong now.
Does he need to learn a lesson?
I'm strong because I am an ape.
He might do the same thing that Andrew Garfield Spider-Man does and hit a kid with a basketball or whatever.
Mm.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Then he gets scolded by Uncle Ben.
This movie's wrong.
Uncle Ben scolds him.
Yeah.
Don't bully that kid.
Hey, that's probably not on. What about in an Into the Spider-Verse situation, whose Spider-Man wins?
Yours. It kills both of ours.
Yeah.
Portal opens up, you wreck another reality. Everyone's like, Fungus Man is good. Yeah.
Catman is happily sleeping on his bed, looks up as the portal opens and spores fall out, opens up mouth and just goes, same thing with Donkey Kong Man, except Donkey Kong Man is helping society at that moment.
Or maybe he's in a tree.
Well, hard to say.
Frankly, either or.
Does Gwen Stacy still die, though, with Donkey Kong Man? Because he's got no web.
Yeah, he can't save her.
But it depends if it gets to that point.
I don't even think he cares or knows.
Well, because if Donkey Kong Man... If Donkey Kong... Well, who does Donkey Kong love?
His family.
He's not particularly interested in pursuing a love.
No.
Banana.
He loves banana.
Yeah,
so Gwen Stacy's safe solely because she's not close to Donkey Kong Man. Banana in trouble.
Oh, no. Not banana.
Are you going to save this rail car full of children or banana?
Ooh, banana. Is that? No, see, that's a good thing with Donkey Kong, though. Like, he's also not like...
He'd fight his instincts to say that banana.
But he knows. Because bananas, the thing with bananas is you can rack them and still eat them.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it'd just be a bit salty from the river.
Yeah. Donkey Kong Country, he picks bananas up out of the sea all the time.
That's true. Donkey Kong's like,
he's got underwater level. He's like, whatever. It's going to get wet in my guts anyway.
It's great to imagine Green Goblin being like, you saved the children. You made your choice, Donkey Kong Man. And then he just dives and jumps in the water. Oh. And then he eats a salty banana.
See, that's good.
That's good. No, look, I think you
gotta... can't kill bananas.
you inexplicably get an A.
Good job. Good job.
Donkey Kong Man, the world is safe once more.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. Turns out Donkey Kong, the best animal.
Yeah. Who'd have guessed?
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.